ceremonies continue on here, one gets an idea of what Mr. Bush is thinking in terms of stakes. When you consider that yesterday, speaking at length with CNN's Frank Sesno, he gave this presidential view of President Boris Yeltsin.
This summit is with a duly elected leader of Russia, a courageous leader of Russia who stood on the tank to see that a coup that would have thrust Russia back into the dark ages failed. And so we're standing, I'll be standing side by side on the lawn out here with a courageous man who's facing enormously difficult problems at home, but he's coming as a friend, not as an adversary. And because of this friendship, your kids and my grandkids go to sleep at night with less fear of nuclear war. And that is something significant.
And as they troop the line on the White House lawn, World Day will continue with much more of this in a minute.
Here to welcome President Yeltsin and Mrs. Yeltsin. Welcome to the White House.
President's
Mr.
greetings.
Mr. President, today marks the beginning of a new era, a new kind of summit. Not a meeting between two powers struggling for global supremacy, but between two partners striving to build a democratic peace. From this summit, we see a new horizon, a new world of peace and hope, a new world of cooperation and partnership between the American and Russian people. Our hope is that this partnership will end forever the old antagonisms that kept our people apart, that kept the world in confrontation and conflict. Mr. President, your nation is embarked on a great experiment, a new Russian revolution with freedom as its goal. The progress that Russia has made and the promise of more to come owes much to the courage and vision of President Boris Yeltsin. Mr. President, like Peter the Great, you are redefining Russia's understanding of itself, redefining Russia's role in the world. But for the first time in modern Russian history, a leader claims as his authority not the dispensation of history, but a democratic mandate. You come here as an elected leader, elected by the people in free and fair elections, and we salute you. Already, Mr. President, together we're transforming our relations with benefits not simply to our two nations, but to the entire world. Today, the threat of a cataclysmic conventional war has vanished with the Warsaw Pact and the rise of democracy in Russia. And today, the threat of a nuclear nightmare is more distant now than at any time since the dawn of the nuclear age. Mr. President, I say this with a sense of pride, a sense of awe, and above all, a sense of history. There is no greater gift to the people of America, to the people of Russia, to the people all over the world, than an end to the awful specter of global war. And think for just a minute about what that means, not for presidents, not for heads of state or historians, but for parents and for their children. It means a future free from fear. This first U.S.-Russia summit gives us a chance to lay the foundation of a more peaceful and prosperous future for all of our citizens. And we'll discuss Russia's historic transition to the free market, its integration into the world economy, and our commitment to support those reforms. We will seek new ways to expand trade between our two nations, to create wealth and growth and jobs, new levels of military cooperation, to reduce further the risk of war. And finally, new agreements to reduce nuclear arms and to remove from our arsenals the most destructive weapons. But this morning, I want to focus on our ultimate goal, on the challenge we face to forge a new peace, a permanent peace, between two nations who must never again be adversaries. Right now, the people of Russia are waging a valiant struggle for the very same rights and freedoms that we Americans prize so deeply. The fate of that revolution, the future of democracy in Russia and other new nations of the old Soviet Empire, is the most important foreign policy issue of our time. The United States and its democratic allies must play a key role in helping forge a democratic peace. And that is why I urge the Congress of the United States once again to pass the Freedom Support Act to strengthen democratic reform in Russia and the other new nations of the old Soviet Union. And yes, the aid that I've requested from the Congress is significant, but it is also a tiny fraction of the $4 trillion that this nation spent to secure peace during the long Cold War. The resources we devote now are an investment in a new century of peace with Russia. History offers us a rare chance, a chance to achieve what twice before this century has escaped our grasp. It is the vision that perished twice in the battlefields of Europe, the vision that gave us hope through the long Cold War, the dream of a new world of freedom. Mr. President, when we think of the world our children and theirs will inherit, no single factor will shape their future more than the fate of the revolution now unfolding in Russia. Your Russian Revolution, like our American Revolution, simply must succeed. And once again, my friend, welcome to the White House, and may God grant a peaceful future to the American and the Russian people. Welcome, sir. Glad you're here. All yours.
Господин президент, уважаемая госпожа Барбара Буш, дамы и господа, я благодарю президента Соединенных Штатов Америки за добрые слова, сказанные в адрес России, россиян и президента Российской Федерации. Приветствую вас, всех граждан Соединенных Штатов Америки, от имени народов Российской Федерации. Хотел бы выразить сердечную благодарность вам, господин Буш, за теплый прием и гостеприимство. Сегодня начинается первый в российско-американских отношениях официальный государственный визит президента России в Соединенные Штаты Америки. Закончилась эра, когда наши государства относились друг к другу с подозрительностью и даже враждебностью. Сегодня мы открываем повестку нового дня. Еще никогда перспективы лучшего устройства мира, надежды на разрешение глобальных проблем не были столь ощутимы и реальны, как сегодня. Наши государства все более глубоко понимают, выбрасывать в бездну взаимного противостояния ресурсы жизни и ресурсы ума наших народов не только расточительно, это противоречит коренным интересам всех государств, создает реальную угрозу их будущему.
Mr. President, Mrs. Bush, first of all, I take this opportunity to thank you, Mr. President, for the warm words of welcome which you have just addressed to Russia, to the people of Russia, and to the President of Russia. I extend greetings to you and to the people of the United States of America on behalf of the peoples of the Russian Federation. I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude to you, Mr. Bush, for this warm hospitality. Today marks the beginning of the first ever official visit by the President of Russia to the United States of America. The time when our two nations viewed each other with suspicion and even animosity is behind us. Today, we are opening a new agenda. Never before have the prospects for a better world order, hopes for the solution of global problems, been so tangible and reachable. Our two nations are increasingly aware that it is more than wasteful to throw the vital energies and the intellectual resources of our two peoples away into the abyss of confrontation. This is in conflict with the fundamental interests of all nations and poses a very real threat to their future.
Семьдесят лет продолжалось боевое дежурство на бастионах коммунизма. И еще недавно они казались неприступными. Теперь их нет. Они рухнули без единого выстрела, без единой жертвы, оставив лишь чувство глубокого разочарования и горечи у миллионов людей. Сегодня мы видим свою задачу в том, чтобы возродить в России нормальную жизнь, вернуть ее к тем ценностям и фундаментальным основам, которые выработаны мировым человеческим опытом. Мы приехали не для того, чтобы просить вашу страну решить наши проблемы. Мы привезли идеи, конкретные предложения, проекты, которые могут лечь в основу полномасштабного сотрудничества между нашими государствами и народами. Знаю, что американская страна готова к переговорам именно в таком ключе. Нам есть что предложить и американскому фермеру, и американскому промышленнику, и американскому банкиру.
The bastions of communism were on combat duty for over 70 years. Until very recently, they looked unassailable. They exist no more. They collapsed without a shot being fired, without one human life lost, and have only left behind the sentiment of profound disappointment and bitterness among millions of men and women. We believe that it is our goal today to bring Russia back to normalcy, restore it to the values and the fundamentals which have evolved in the course of human history. We have not come to ask your country to solve our problems for us. We have brought along ideas and concrete proposals, as well as projects which may provide the foundation on which to build full-scale cooperation between our two nations and peoples. I am aware that the US side is ready to negotiate in that same vein. We have things to offer to the American farmer, to the American industrialist, and to the American banker.
Господин президент, я убежден, оба государства, став партнерами в практических делах, станут богаче, а их народы счастливее. Начало этому уже положено. И американцы, и русские перестали видеть друг в друге врагов и сделали первые важные шаги навстречу друг другу. После того, как между нашими странами рухнула стена взаимной изоляции, граждане России и Америки с удивлением обнаружили, как они похожи друг на друга, как близки их идеалы и устремления. Они растят детей, сеют хлеб, любят свою родину и очень хотят, чтобы в мире царил мир и спокойствие, чтобы никогда не подвергались опасности их семьи. Особые ценности имеет для нас опыт Соединенных Штатов Америки. Наши страны и народы соизмеримы и по масштабу, и по характеру. Мы с вами разделяем общие ценности и общие тревоги и надежды. У нас есть хорошая почва для сотрудничества. Надеюсь, что во время визита мы сможем обеспечить солидное продвижение во всех областях наших отношений. И прежде всего по проблемам глобального сокращения вооружений и налаживания экономического взаимодействия.
Mr. President, I am convinced that practical partnership will make our nations richer and our peoples happier. We have seen a good beginning. Both the Americans and the Russians no longer view each other as adversaries and have made their first important steps towards each other. After the wall of mutual isolation between our two countries came down, citizens of Russia and America were surprised to see how similar they were and how similar their ideals and aspirations are. They raise families, sow crops, love their country, and crave for tranquility and peace on earth so that their families are never endangered. The U.S. experience holds a special importance for us. Our two countries and peoples are commensurate in terms of both size and character. We share values, we have common concerns, and we hold the same hopes for the future. We have a good ground for cooperation. I am hopeful that this visit will see major progress in all the areas of our ties. This refers above all to global arms reductions and economic interaction.
Господина президента, господина президента, госпожу Буш, всех присутствующих военных, благодарю от имени нашей делегации за теплый прием и гостеприимство.
I thank you, Mr. President. I thank Mrs. Bush and all of you who are present here, especially the military people, for welcoming us here on behalf of the Russian delegation.